Golf Smarter number 414, published on December 10, 2013, is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Taking a tea tour of Poipu Bay Golf Course in Kauai, Hawaii.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Craig.
Hey, Fred.
How are you?
Good.
We're giggling because this is take two. This wasn't recording. Tell me who you are and where are we?
Okay. We're on the sunny side of the island of Kauai here at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And I am the director of golf at Poipu Bay.
At Poipu Bay. And you are associated with a major hotel here on the south side of Kauai.
We're right adjacent to the Grand Hyatt Kauai, within walking distance. So, you know, the guests there at the hotel do have a preferred rate here at the golf course.
I experienced two completely different golf courses today. The front nine, and it is resort golf, so the fairways are wide open. But the back nine, the winds picked up. There were no winds in the front, and the winds picked up in the back and changed the entire round.
Well, usually if you play in early enough in the morning, the winds probably won't come up as quickly. When the sun pretty much heats things up, the trade winds will start to kick in a little more. So thus, you get your maybe a few miles per hour, you know, windier conditions on the backside.
And some of it was in your face, and some of it was right behind you. Par 3 was 17, par 3?
Actually, our best stretch of holes would be holes 8 to 13. You have 8 to 12, which is pretty much into the wind or a hard cross. And then 13, it's a little par 4, but straight downhill, and the green, you need to hit a very good shot to hold that green.
Yeah, yeah. And but you have, was it four holes that run along the coastline?
Holes 15 through 18 go straight downwind in the usual, in our normal trade winds, and they all run down the coastline there.
And there are, you know, tourists walking by along the edge, but you're on a ledge. You're not on the beach.
Correct, yeah. Holes 15, 16, 17, you'll see we're like on a bluff, and there is a trail that walks parallel to the golf course. It's called the Mahalapu Walking Trail. So it's a trail that starts at the Hyatt at Shipwrecks Beach, and it goes down to Mahalapu Beach, which is about a 2.5 mile walk, maybe. It's a nice walk, very easy hike.
But absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a nice sunny day today. So.
And I took way too many pictures. Maybe that's why my round fell apart, because I was taking so many pictures on the back nine. I was so distracted by the beauty.
Especially on holes 15, 16, and 17, you know, and right now you're in here in the wintertime, and it's getting real close to the heart of whale season. So sometimes you see whales out there from the golf course, which is pretty neat.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, you see turtles. Our monk seals are out there too, so.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't see any whales, because I was distracted enough by the cliffs and the waves and the color of the water. It was magnificent. Man, is it beautiful. You have, one of the things that attracted me to this golf course is, of course, your history. Why don't you give us a little bit about the history? We're sitting in your head pro's room, and I see flags that are autographed with a lot of famous people in pictures. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, as you know, we hosted the Grand Slam of Golf here, the PGA Grand Slam of Golf here from 1994 to 2006. So we had it here for 13 consecutive years. And during that time, obviously, we've had, you know, the likes of Greg Norman all the way up to Tiger Woods. And, you know, Tiger Woods played here 8 times, winning 7 of the 8 events.
Wow.
So, you know, he liked it here, and obviously for good reason. Mickelson has a course record here, shooting a 59. So, you know, he broke Tiger's record of Tiger shot 61 previously, and Phil comes in and shot 59. So
the competition continues.
You know, and there's all kinds of stories here. You know, so the one story was, I can't really recall the year, but that was a year when Ben Crenshaw, John Daly, I can't think of the other two guys, but they were going to the 18th hole, and if you notice on the 18th hole from the blue tees, where the gold tees are located also, there's a rock wall there. And there's a little opening between the rock walls that you're supposed to walk through, not jump over the wall or walk over the wall. The three players walked over the wall or maybe touched the wall, where Crenshaw went to the proper way and through the opening. And long story short, Crenshaw ends up pitching in for an eagle on the last hole to beat Daly by one shot.
Wow, great story. That's wonderful. Yeah. How does the course, how different is it for me than it was for the Grand Slam?
Well, number one, they're playing it from the gold tees.
Yeah, so they're which playing, I was not.
Yeah, they're playing the 7,100 yards, and sometimes there's wind like there was today out there. Also, the rough is up 2 to 3 inches, which basically we don't have any rough. We try to keep the rough at a minimum right now to speed up play. But at 3 inches in Bermuda rough, the ball will disappear. So, you know, it makes it'll add for sure 5 to 10 shots for the normal guy.
Right.
Easily.
Well, I'm looking at the rating and slope, and we were playing from the blues, which is a 126, right. And the golds are 128. These aren't the goals that they were playing. There's no way that these guys are playing a 128.
You know, when they come to rate the golf course,
sure.
Guys, when they rate it, they pretty much don't take the conditions like it's blowing 20 miles an hour every day.
Right.
You know, and raters are just regular people like us that go out and play golf, and they write their own notes, and then they attach this into a formula, and they say, okay, this is what it is.
So do you think that's a fair number, like the being a 126 from the blues, or would you have rated it harder?
I think from the blues, it could go up, you know, I think closer to 130, whereas the gold tee should be probably more in the, about 135 probably at least in there, because the wind will be a factor 90% of the time. And, you know, as you experienced today, a hole can play 420 yards on yardage-wise, but that 420 becomes like 480.
Right.
You know, and it'll add another 60 yards to it with this wind. So it makes the course play a lot deeper.
Yeah. I mean, I was lucky enough to play Bandon Dunes earlier this year, and those winds were just ridiculous. Those were 5-club winds.
Right.
I didn't experience that today.
No.
And it also kept the temperatures down. It made it, you know, really nice to play in. But there were definitely shots where you saw the ball stop in midair. I mean, we had a really beautiful path and then just hold up and stop there. And it's like the wind is like, yeah, I haven't decided where I'm putting it yet. It's...
You probably had about a 2-club wind today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the rule of thumb when you're playing wind, if you think of it real simple, is for every 7 to 10 miles an hour wind blows, you add a club in there.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on who the person is and how they board a shot. But if the wind's supposedly going about 20 miles an hour, it's between 2 to 3 clubs.
Do you have any ways, share a tip with us. I'm really intrigued, since you live here, you play here, you know this course. How do you determine what the speed of the wind is and how many clubs? I mean,
I don't have like a wind gauge on me.
Exactly.
It's just something that I guess if you've been in a while, it's what you're used to playing in wind. You kind of, everybody will have their own gauge, but one thing most people in Hawaii, how they play golf, the locals, is they do understand you don't hit it harder going against the wind. What they've learned is you take the more club and just swing at a normal pace. And what it does is obviously not create as much spin. So you just take more club and you hit it like a normal shot. The ball will fly at a lower trajectory.
That's without you trying. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
And what about like on your tee shots? If you're pulling out your driver, do you change the way you tee up the ball?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the thing is, you shouldn't tee it down maybe too low, because what happens is if you try to tee it down too low, you'll try to get down and go hit it. It also creates too much spin. You kind of want to tee it up almost normal, but maybe a little lower. It's about it, but not much, because you still want to hit the ball on the same in a hitting zone, and you're just not trying to create as much spin. That's all. And most people's tendency is against the wind, they'll swing harder, with the driver, that'll create more spin. So if you're hitting directly into a wind, a slight draw becomes a big hook, slight fade will come to maybe a slice. And if you slice it, that goes like a U-turn.
Yeah.
So, you know, the wind will always accentuate any shot. So all you're trying to do is take, not use as much spin on the ball. So
that is a phenomenal tip. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That was a great one to know. I mean, I just know that for me sometimes when I'm playing into the wind like that, I'll just drop down my tee just a quarter inch or something just to try to keep it a little bit lower.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need to do. You don't want to have to put it all the way down, like I say, because what it'll do is you won't be able to, you won't be placing the ball in the same vicinity. You know, it's hard to play it off your left heel now if you place it too far down, if you put your peg too far down, because you're going to want to move your ball towards the back of your stance, and sometimes it can work against you doing that. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I need to take a moment here, if you don't mind, Craig. This episode of the Golf Smarter podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers, Audible would like to give you a chance to try it for free. You can give Audible a try by signing up for a new account and get a free audiobook of your choice from their incredibly large library. And we do mean library. One book that you might want to consider is something that I just finished while I'm here on my vacation. And it was so much fun, so entertaining, but also incredibly educational. I was kind of blown away that there was a story behind this, but I'm going to tell you about The Professor and the Madman by Simon Winchester, and he also narrated it. It's over 7 hours long, the unabridged version, part history, part true crime, and very entertaining. Here's their description for it. Hidden within the rituals of the creation of the Oxford English Dictionary is a fascinating mystery. Professor James Murray was the distinguished editor of the OED, Oxford English Dictionary, project, and Dr. William Chester Minor, W.C. Minor, an American surgeon who had served in the Civil War, was one of the most prolific contributors to the dictionary, sending thousands of neat handwritten quotations from his home. Well, after numerous refusals from Minor to visit the home in Oxford, Dr. Murray set out to find him. It was then that Murray would finally learn the truth about Minor, that in addition to being a masterly wordsmith, he was also an insane murderer locked up in Broadmoor, England's harshest asylum for criminal lunatics. you can imagine, but it really was a very entertaining book, a lot of fun. And I personally would recommend that one if you want to give it a try, but you don't have to. You can try any book that you'd like. So please sign up today. Yeah, and it is in the United States only, I apologize. But for the free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. That's AUDIBLE, audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. All right, Craig, well, I had the dumbest shot. I was so distracted by the beauty that at 17 on that par 3, I just took too much club, and I hit it better than I'd hit it all week, and just gone, just straight over the green, over the flag, and right into Never Never Land.
Yeah, 17, tough hole, high elevation, winds behind you. It's tough to get the right club, because when you see that bunker facing you right in front, you know, you don't want to go in that front bunker. You're trying
and,
to
you,
get
and it feels like you have a lot of room in the back, and it's still a 200-yard par 3 from the blues.
Yeah.
And so it it can definitely wreak havoc on your game. One of the things that really intrigued me about the program you have here, I've never seen anything like this. You have this great practice package that you do. Please explain that.
Yeah, it's called, it's very simple terms, because it's called a practice and play, and it is just exactly what it sounds. Between the hours of 3 and 4, you can make a tee time, and then check in prior to your round. You'll get to hit some golf balls. You know, you're not limited to the golf balls you're going to hit. We have a full practice facility here. You can work on your bunker game, your putting, your pitching. You can do all this prior to you going out and play 3 holes. And you get to play holes 1, 2, and 3, par 4, par 5, and a par 3. And one of the reasons why we did this was it's late in the afternoon. No one will be there pushing you along. You get to play at your own pace for that three holes there after your practice session. And you can do things in the morning. You can go snorkeling. You can go riding the boat around on the Pali coast, come back.
Yeah.
So that helps that person to get a full day just before dinner. And it also helps families. If you have your spouse, whether it be a woman or a man, who's not really, you know, wants to play the game, but hey, they come out with the husband or the wife, and it's a good try to test out for three holes.
Yeah.
Hit some golf balls, very inexpensive at $25. So it's a good way to get introduced to the game without being costly.
The pressure.
Yeah.
And being out there forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, it's as much practice time as you need.
Yep.
And three holes
yep.
for $25.
$25.
That is great. Great.
Can't be beat.
Do you know of any other course that does that, or is that something in your chain?
No, that's something we did here. So.
Congratulations. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Actually, the reason why I came up with that was, as you know, even though you're a golf pro, you don't have much time to go play. Right. I'm working basically, we're working all day. And that's what I used to do at about 5 o'clock.
It's like...
So I get out of my office, go hit a bucket of balls, and I play that three holes, and I go pack it in.
And it's like, wait a minute, we can charge people for this.
Yeah. So I got my session in, and I was good with it, relieve my stress, and
yeah.
I was going for dinner.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And your practice facility is wonderful.
Yeah, we have a great practice facility.
Yeah.
It's a Seashore Paspalum practice tee. Great bunker green there, plus chipping green, and you got a full size putting green there. So, it's a nice practice area.
The sand in your bunkers seem to be
silica.
Very different between fairway bunkers and greenside bunkers.
Yeah, we're going to try to turn over all the sand to the same kind of sand. Mm-hmm. A lot of the bunkers right now, we have silica sand, the whiter sand. Some of the other bunkers is the different kind of sand that was in there from a few years ago. But in the fairway bunkers, we kind of like it to be a little firm anyway, because it makes it, as you know, a lot easier to hit out of.
Absolutely.
You get too soft, it's really not too good. So we're not so much concerned about the fairway bunkers versus the greenside bunkers right now. Yeah.
And, even though you guys have this very long run of hosting the PGA Grand Slam of Golf, this is still a very inviting course for the middle to high handicap player.
Yeah, for sure. Our fairways are pretty generous.
Yeah.
We don't have very narrow fairways. We could make it that way, but there's no reason to.
Right.
Our greens are very generous. Our greens probably average about 7,000 square feet here. So,
And not a lot of undulation.
Correct. It's a big targets you can get
to. Big targets, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I did find is that we had some frustrations in the sense that we saw breaks in the greens that never happened.
Well,
we saw a little bit of break and it just dead straight.
The thing is, you got to remember from a Paspalum green to a probably in Hawaii, 90 somewhat percent of greens are all Bermuda, all kind of variations of Bermuda grass. And basically all Bermuda will go towards the breaks will normally go towards the setting sun, towards the west. That's where grain would go to, right? Not saying it's 100%, but it's normally the rule of thumb that you look at. On these Paspalums here, there's virtually no grain. And if you're uphill, the putt's going to be a little bit slower. You're downhill, the green's going to be fast. But it's not because of the grain. It's just because of going up or down a hill.
Right.
And your breaks that you see is you just playing. All you want to do is look to see where the slight undulations are, and you play those breaks. It's not going to be the sun's going to pull the ball. The west is going to pull the ball over to the right or wherever. The ocean's going to dictate this. It doesn't. Yeah, so it makes seeing a putt, actually, once you get used to it, a lot easier to read.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got used to it towards the end of the round, but we were quite surprised the first couple of holes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Craig, beautiful facility, great golf course, a lot of fun, breathtaking views, and you said the sunny side of Kauai. It's just beautiful here, and highly recommend. If you're coming from the Far East or you're coming from the United States, this is definitely a place you want to put on your list of courses to play. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming down. I appreciate it.
So this conversation is part one of golf from my Kauai vacation. Actually, when the trip started, I was only planning on playing just this round at Poipu Bay Golf Course next to the Hyatt. But just after our arrival, my wife and I were exploring the Marriott property that we were staying in Lihue, and I stopped by the pro shop of Kauai Lagoons Golf Course. I just said to her, I'll be right back. I just want to go take a peek. Well, when I walked in, there was a gentleman standing in front of the counter who looked at me and said, do you play golf? You know, like everyone else. I said, well, not well, but yes. He said, well, look, I'm going home today, and I have this coupon for two rounds of golf for free. You want them? Okay. Yeah, like I had to think about it, right? So my next conversation for members only is with Kendrick Kimizuka, the associate golf pro at Kauai Lagoons, discussing this Jack Nicklaus 27-hole design, the great packages that are offered for Kauai Golf, not just this course, but for the entire island, and how radically different the middle of the island is, where Lihue is, to the south, like Poipu, or the north in Princeville and Hanalei, which is the wettest spot in Hawaii. I do have pictures from both rounds that will be posted on the Golf Smarter blog. So if you're interested in seeing some of these incredible views that you have when you're playing golf in Hawaii. And quick note about the website and iTunes. I've received emails from some of you about not being able to download some recent episodes. I'm happy to say it took a lot of work, but we have finally isolated and fixed the issue. So you shouldn't have any problems anymore. But if you do, of course, please write to me by clicking on the Hey Fred button on the free Golf Smarter app for Apple or Android, or at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.